Most of us do not need to be told that life can just be tough. Even in this great nation, blessed by Almighty God, our parents and grandparents grew up in rough times. Some of you probably can remember that. In my grandfather's day, a nickel bought you a lot, but Grandpa had to work hard for that nickel. Grandpa was lucky, too. He had 40 acres of the best bottom land that central Louisiana had to offer. Times were hard, yes, but they had each other, and they had a firm belief system which put the creator of the universe in first place, where he rightfully belonged. Even I can remember when a piece of candy cost just a penny. We used to go fishing, and we would put in at one of the little country stores, and I could go up with a couple of dollars from my grandfather and get some Cokes and candy and cookies and still come back with some change. And that was before the late 1950s, when inflation laid its ugly hands on our doorsteps. Every generation has its share of hard times, and we all carry the memories of our own part of these times with us. I found these lines from an old Neil Diamond song called Morningside, and they touch somewhat on this subject. I'm not going to sing it, but it's a poem given to song. Morningside, the old man died and no one cried. They simply turned away. And when he died, he left a table of nails and pride. And with his hands, he carved these words inside, "For my children. Morning light, morning bright, I spent the night with dreams that make you weep. Morning time, wash away the sadness from these eyes of mine, for I recall the words an old man signed, for my children." Jesus told his disciples that they would have to carry their share of these times if they were to see his kingdom. In Acts 14, verse 22, the New International Version. Acts 14, verse 22, NIV. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." And again in John 16, and verse 33, Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble." I have titled this The Morning Side for a reason. We all suffer trials, sickness, severe trials, many of us lasting for years, if not our whole lives. Whatever the causative factors of our trials, they are painful, debilitating, and as mentioned, many long-lasting. Working the night shift in a military hospital, I got to see the pain caused as a result of war. Many young men, our best and brightest treasures, lay hurting from the wounds that they incurred in war. Nighttime often brings the worst for these men. The dark surroundings, the sounds of others in pain, and the loneliness are especially acute at night. The best that could be offered these men was a kind word, conversation, encouragement, and the medicine to relieve the pain for a while, so that they could put aside that constant pain that was always gnawing at their bodies. As parents, we know the anguish we suffer when one of our little ones is suffering from illness or disease. When our children were young, their bodies would burn with fever, and they would look at us for relief. All we could offer them was comfort and prayer. I remember our grandson was very young and very sick at one point. Medically, all that could be done had been done by the doctor. He still burned with fever and pain from an infection. His mother would hold him and offer love and comfort. He would pick his head off of her shoulder and take her face in both of his little hands. And he would look intently into her eyes. He would look into her eyes, begging silently for her to just make it go away. I know all you parents out there have gone through this with your children and grandchildren. It hurts like few things can in this life to watch them in pain and know you cannot take that pain away immediately. Why would it not be any different with the loving God? He is a father, and we are his children. And he knows our sufferings. He knows what it is like to watch his little one, his son, burn with fever and pain, and as was prearranged, to not put an end to it. Our Father put everything on the line for us. Do you think that for one second, if Jesus had not asked his Father in heaven, would he not have sent legions of powerful warriors to rescue his son? And do you not think these legions, these warriors, were not at the ready to do so? Love beyond our power to know stayed the course until the price for our sufferings caused by our transgressions of God's laws was paid by the death of Jesus Christ. Paul said of this in 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. And verse 17. For our light affliction. Brother, hear what Paul says, our light affliction, after some of the things he had gone through, which is but for a moment, works for us far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. The Apostle Paul enumerated all he went through for the sake of the gospel, and he came to the same conclusion as we should, brethren. Looking at the big picture, forsaking our sins and putting them behind us and forgiven where they belong. We can look ahead to the glory which awaits all who go through that trial of faith, that long, feverish night. Remember how sweet the sight of your little one's eyes, shining bright after the long night's fight against what ailed them? Remember the hugs they gave you once you both knew, hey, everything was going to be all right. It was the morning side after the long fight, and it signaled a new day, a new beginning with hope of better things to come. Romans 13 and verse 12. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This world's sickness and fever is almost at an end, brethren. We are nearing the end of our long night's task, and a new day is dawning in God's time. Let's encourage one another as we approach the morning side of the rest of our lives.